Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clint, what's it been like for you the past couple months to get to know Melky Cabrera a little bit better and see his skill set up close?
Well, it's always an opportunity to, it's a fun opportunity because I'm well aware of the player, who the player skill set, what the player's skill set was, watching him from afar, from as far back as breaking in with the Yankees. But I didn't know the guy at all. So you make a few calls, talk to a few managers he's played for. I was able to make a couple calls with former teammates of his that spoke on his behalf. So they paint a pretty good picture, and then you see if the picture paints up to what the guy shows up and gives you. And I've seen a professional guy that's still very engaged in the game and teaching the game, playing the game, passionate about his teammates, passionate about winning, has shared a lot about the things he learned as a young player with that Yankee group, with our guys, I think, which is very valuable. And he knows how to prepare, and he knows how to play, and he's just a solid, steady guy in the box. So it has been really fun to get to know the person as well. Great sense of humor, quiet, but a really good sense of humor as well. And he's been very engaging with the coaching staff as well, just sharing thoughts.
Same question for Nick Birdie. What have you gotten to know about him as far as a ball player and a member of the team?
Obviously, his pedigree is not as long. Got to know him a little bit last year. He was up in the month of September. So talked about what he had learned in the minor leagues, what he'd learned through his injury, what lessons were to be learned there, the rehab part of it. We had a very good exit interview leaving the year behind, things that he had accomplished, what his plans were for the winter. So he's very engaging. He's very prepared. Another guy that's very prepared, hunts numbers, hunts. Some video, into strength and conditioning, recovery, nutrition, on top of all those things. Practices his craft extremely well, does a lot of dry work, early work in the bullpen, then loves the competition. So he's been fun to watch develop.
Clint, you've so far through almost three full weeks of baseball had to deal with injuries, bullpen, hitting a few bumps in the road. Injuries, outfielders, you know, your couple outfielders down. How do you think collectively you've managed to get the best record in the NL so far?
Players play the game. We've gotten good production. We've gotten enough production to win more games than we've lost. Our starting pitching has given us a shot in the arm. There's no doubt. When you can pitch it and you can catch it, you're always in the game. We weren't catching it real well early, which provided some challenges. Now we've caught it much better. Five straight games with no errors, 48 innings. When we're dependable on defense and we pitch it the way we can, and I think we saw a snapshot of our bullpen the last night in Detroit. It was four innings. It was a lockdown bullpen. It was 45 pitches. It was swing and miss. So we have the components to play good baseball and to win ball games, and so far we've had enough things. We've been able to make enough things happen for it to be better for us on the win side of the thing than on the loss side.
Do you think it can be helpful for a team to have form an identity as to something that they're, what they are good at or what they're best at, and do you think starting pitching could be that for this team?
I don't think it's any secret. We've talked about our starting pitching since the end of last season. I think every man out there will tell you the most important facts are the part that we've got really in a really good spot is our starting pitching. It's no secret. They're all well aware of it. You want to get the rest of the league to recognize it, and you do that by pitching well on the mound. And we've done that already, and we've actually had some games where our guys haven't had their best stuff, and they've come up with plan Bs and still been very productive and gotten us six innings and kept us in games. We want to be dependable on defense. They're aware of the importance of that because we saw what happened when we weren't. We've been able to score late, which has been good, but we've also had some challenges with runners on third and less than two outs, and we've had some trouble with the bases loaded early on, so there's room for improvement. However, it's going to be built around our pitching. We need to catch it. And offensively, be unpredictable, and everybody matters, and every pitch matters, and every at-bat matters.
Clem, when you have six extra inning games out of six, the first 16, how much do you look at the pros and cons of that, and how much can that be part of your identity as well, or maybe something you don't want it to be part of your identity? I don't know.
I haven't seen any cons to speak of. None of the games is... There's been some length in one of the games. We've had so many off days, it's a non-issue. The only downside is a couple of them, we had chances to put them away in nine, but we didn't. But we didn't lose. And that's one of the things I've shared with other people. When our bullpen's given up some things, they've given up ties, they haven't given up losses. We haven't got walked off. We've shown the ability to bend but not break. And then offensively, we've continued to scratch. Different men have showed up and done some things at different times to find the plate. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. So I do think the number of games, as far as playing extra inning games, it's heightened the awareness of the importance of every pitch. Early on in the season, I think that's helpful when you're not playing consistently, playing the games and you have the off days that we've had. And I think it's also been good that we've been able to have so many men involved. It shows, it reinforces the fact that it does matter. Everybody does matter. Everybody's going to need to produce at some point in time. So there's no role or responsibility that's not important here. I just think it's helped the cohesion as well as the team to just stay in the hunt, and keep fighting, and keep playing.
Can it increase or improve mental toughness?
Sure. Physical toughness, mental toughness, no doubt. Absolutely.
You said you're talking about the starting rotation last season, potentially being good, but Lyles was kind of the piece that you added this off season. How much better does it make a pitching staff when you can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it doesn't seem like there's no easy guy to face. There's no drop off at any point when you can add that fifth piece in and he's pitching just as well as the other guys.
Well, your fifth starter, if you can do the homework, look at the records of the fifth starters the last 5 years in baseball. Sometimes it's a rock in your shoe. We've even had some of those challenges here from time to time. We've had the times when our fifth starter's showing up, it just makes the whole rotation better. It's a small sample size for Jordan Renner. He'll be the first one to tell you that. He's gotten out of the block somewhat clean. He's made two starts. He's going to face a really good lineup tonight. He gets a lot of left-hand hitters. This will be a great opportunity for him to go out and continue that pitch mix and that conviction to pitch and see where it takes him. However, when you got five that you can roll out, there's times when we'll match up against teams and you go, okay, we got the one and two. After that, you never tag a guy. He's going to be easy, but you say, okay, here's an opportunity. And I think everybody's plan is to build a starting rotation where there's no opportunities. You get five matchups that you got to find ways to beat.
But the season's obviously still young. You guys are in first place right now, though. What does that mean, if anything, to get off to the hot start that you had?
That means we're in first place right now. That's all it means. I mean, if you don't play well, you say it's early. If you play well, it's still early. It just means we're playing pretty good baseball against the teams that we've faced so far. And I think we're mindful of we just need to be the best team we can be. There's room for us to make improvement in every category. And that's what we're most mindful of, and that's what's been encouraging from our guys is they're always seeking, they're honestly self-evaluating after the games, and they're looking for what's next and how do we improve upon it.
Clint, the numbers have obviously been better for Josh Bell from last year to this year. What is it that has maybe clicked for him or what he worked on that has allowed him to take that next step early in the season?
Well, I'll let Josh Bell tell you that. I think some things have been well documented on where he was last year. And there's a lot of thought and narrative about who he was and what he was coming into this year. It'll play out over the course of the season. I know he's a very convicted man. I know he's got a lot of desire to be great. And the work ethic has always been there. He's had to learn. It goes back to experience. And I think he gains some very valuable experience last season. Could have been more meaningful than the experience he gained in his rookie season. That's one of the things we talked about last year. And then I think over time you find out, you need to find out as a player up here on who you are, what kind of hitter you are. Sometimes it takes 1,500 at-bats. Sometimes it can take less. I think he's also starting to scratch the surface on that. And I've shared this with a couple people, a couple different questions. A player arrives in the big leagues when they know who they are, they like who they are, and then they go be who they are. That's when they arrive in the big leagues, and I think that's what Josh is hunting.
What's the plan for Chisenhall on rehab to move around a little, and where all might he move around?
Well, with Polanco down on rehab as well, the right field option is limited except for certain days. So tonight it's left field. There'll be an opportunity at first base. We've hit him some ground balls at third. We'll see if there's an opportunity there. But it's probably going to be both corners in the outfield. Some first base as an option, and we'll see if something else presents itself. We scripted something out for a few games. We're not putting a timeline on at-bats. It's not that he needs 15, 20, but there's no number. He needs to go get the at-bats he needs to get, and we'll move him around the field. There'll probably be a DH day in there as well. So, but he's looking forward to getting going. Tonight's his, actually, it's somewhat his opening day. It's been a while.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.